Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey, this is Red Band, and you're listening to Kill Tony. Check out our website, deathsquad.tv. There you have all the past episodes of Kill Tony, both in video and audio. We also have tour dates. If you click on tour dates, you can come see us live. Not only do we record Kill Tony every Monday at the Road Famous Comedy Store, but we have a bunch of tour dates that are just being announced every day. We're going to be in Detroit, we're going to be in Indiana, we're going to be in New York, and we just announced that we're going to be at Just for Laughs this year, both in Montreal and Toronto, and those tickets will go fast. So go to deathsquad.tv and click on tour dates. If you want to go get some merch, we got the new Kill Tony shirt that was just released, and you can go to shopsquad.tv. Not only do I have the Kill Tony shirt, but we have a bunch of Death Squad merchandise, including hats and shirts and mugs, so check out shopsquad.tv. Ryan J. Ebelt, he's the house artist, he draws every episode, and he just released a new five-year poster, so check out ryanjebelt.com. And of course, Tony Hinchcliffe has his website. So everything Golden Pony, go to TonyHinchcliffe.com. And now, here's a brand new episode of Kill Tony.
Hey, this is Red Band coming to you live from the Road Famous Comedy Store main room for a brand new episode of Kill Tony. Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe.
Hey everybody, how's it going? Make some noise, everyone. Come on, this is a real live show. There's Josh Martin. Hey, look, it's Brian Redband, everybody. Here we are. 5 years and 4 weeks into the number one live podcast in the world. Ryan J. Ebelt is here. That's an official artist right there. All the great artwork at Kill Tony.
Oh, yeah, that new poster.
Him. He draws every episode. I just got my poster framed. Yeah. I'm excited about it. Nice little yellow frame. Got to hang it up.
Oh, yellow frame.
Yeah, it's like fresh. That. It's cool. Idea. Yeah, you like that, right? It's good with that piece.
It made him happy.
I asked the frame guy. This weekend, Kill Tony is in New York City. For all you podcast listeners that listen to this live streaming right now on Vimeo, and also they're going to listen to it very, very soon. We're going to be in New York City this weekend. It's already filled up, Skankfest. The next weekend, though, if you're anywhere near the Montreal, Canada area, we are at the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. That is the 25th, right? That's the Wednesday night. And August 1st, we're in Cleveland, Ohio, doing a Kill Tony. How cool is that? Cleveland rocks. Going back to our Ohio roots. We do stand-up comedy the next day. Fort Wayne, Indiana gets their own Kill Tony on August 4th. We do stand-up in Lexington, Kentucky the next weekend. And then Kill Tony, Nashville, Tennessee. The long-awaited return of Kill Tony to Nashville. And then Lansing, Michigan on September 20th. Grand Rapids on the 21st. Those are both Kill Tony and stand-up shows all in one night at big, giant venues. And then we close it out on Saturday in Detroit, Michigan with our guest Danny Brown. Part of the Motor City Comedy Festival. And then the biggest one of them all, Toronto, Canada, the first place where we ever took this thing on the road. We did a big old movie theater about...
Yeah, it was so fun.
Almost probably 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we're going back to do a gigantic Kill Tony. That's on that Friday night, September 28th at midnight, I found out. How cool is that? A Friday night midnight show in a gigantic-ass theater.
That's amazing.
That place is going to be absolutely bonkers. I do stand up the next weekend in Chicago.
I heard also there might be some breaking news pretty soon about an East Coast place. Did you get the email today?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one. Look out, East Coast. There's going to be some really happy campers.
We're everywhere this summer.
It's true. And you guys get to see it at its home base live at the Comedy Store where it happens every single week. Oh, you know what? I'm glad we actually mentioned that because I want to say on the air for the people that just listen to the podcast and aren't on social media at all, we do it every Monday. I get the question a lot, like, hey, you're doing these things. Are you going to be back on Monday? The answer is eternally yes. We always come back, except for the one time of the year where I go to Australia.
Yeah.
So.
All these dates we just gave are bonus Kill Tonys. Those are all just bonus episodes.
Yep. because they're still all happening on Monday here. So always plan your trip around us. How many people came from another? Who's visiting? Who's first Kill Tony's this? Make some noise. There's a few people out there. Well, that's exciting. Wow. You guys are going to love it. And every single week I have one of my favorite comedians, one of the funniest comedians in the world on the show. I always have a different guest, but every week I always promise you it's one of the best comedians in the world. This week, absolutely no different. One of my true favorites, one of my best friends, and one of my favorites in the world on everything. Put your hands together for the great and powerful Jeff Garlin. Curb Your Enthusiasm, Meet the Goldbergs, Jeff Garlin comedy specials from Chicago, Illinois. The great and powerful is, this is his third or fourth time on the show. We love him. Make some noise for Jeff Garlin, everybody. Welcome back, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
I am excited about a lot of things. I'm pumped.
As am I.
Yeah.
A lot of things.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One of the things I'm excited about is that we have a band, and I'm excited to see how
I'm not excited for the band, but...
I think you will
be. No, hold on. I don't know what to expect. Maybe I'll see him, and I'll think, hey, I should have been excited.
Jeff, last time you were on, was there a band, or was there a robot, or was there a person dressed up as a robot?
It was just a guy with a guitar, I remember.
It was a dude with a guitar.
Yep.
Yeah. The dude who just played.
Yep, that was Patty Reagan.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, indeed. He's one half of Reagan and Watkins.
Purple Pumpkin, never seen it. Where'd you get that?
That is Ichabod's Bucket of Destiny. You almost knocked the names out there, so that's as close as it gets.
I've never seen a... Because you know I'm big into pumpkins and stuff.
That's where all the names are. There's a bunch of
names. But
where
do you get a purple pumpkin from? I might have to pick one up.
It was given to us from a gentleman who's been on the, pulled out of the bucket before. His name is Ichabod. He lives in Los Angeles.
All right, let's take a step back.
Yeah.
His name is Ichabod.
I couldn't.
And he gave you a purple pumpkin. Did he deliver it on a horse?
In a weird way, he sort of did. He came with his buddy Uncle Ron?
Ron, yeah.
Yeah, who had like stuff all over him. He wears multiple shirts.
All right, you just stop the story now. Let's keep going.
All right, I like it. So we never know what the band's going to do. They do different characters every week, and they improvise.
Someone
the entire...
does play saxophone, though, I see. So that's exciting.
Spoiler alert, for sure. Let's see what
it's
they do this week. It's the Kill Tony Band, the best damn band in the land. Jeremiah Watkins, Joel Berg, Joel Jimenez, Chroma Chris. It's the Kill Tony Band. Uh-oh. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Oh, I love it.
Definitely newscasters.
Oh, that's so great.
Wow.
Well, that explains the music.
Yeah. I get it. Wow. This is very exciting. Clearly some newscasters here.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I should have been excited. Because this is great.
This is exciting.
Yeah. They're committed to the characterizations. Does he have a Gretsch there, that newscaster? Look at that.
Yeah.
I like the guitar.
He's got it. Might just be an iPod headphone bud, but...
I meant the guitar he has, the Gretsch.
Oh,
I
gotcha.
I think. Is that a Gretsch, Mr. Newscast?
Yes, it is.
It is. Hi, everybody.
That's right, Tony. We're live here on the scene. KTLA 5, Kill Tony Los Angeles, 5 years strong. Back to you in the studio.
Wow, I like this. I'm already a mega fan. I can't believe they were able to get all of Donald Trump's sons into a microwave at once to make this newscaster that's here.
You can also catch that joke on Crashing.
I know, because I made that joke on Crashing.
Trying to help you out.
Wow, thank you, Jeremiah. That's a great plug. Fuck yeah, we have the return of my mother over there on guitar. I don't know how you got a wig of my mom's head. And then we have a Mexican Max Headroom back here. Wow.
Tony, I'm the weatherman. My name is Wet Bax.
Joelberg Joel Jimenez is the weatherman. You guys ready to start this thing? We got newscasters, Jeff Garlin, and a bucket of names. Ton of people signed up earlier. If I pull your name out of the bucket, that means you get 60 uninterrupted seconds on this stage to perform. Anything can happen. You know your 60 seconds is up when you hear the sound of a kitten. That means wrap it up then, or else you're going to bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. Ooh, nice little mellow bear tonight. All right. Yeah, and then we interview you and find out more about your life.
What's going on here?
Interesting to you. Now, that's Ryan J. Belt. He's drawing tonight's episode. Every episode has its own...
drawing?
Yeah.
And then what happens with the drawing? Are they submitted to local museums?
They are all available on sale at RyanJEbelt.com. And he also sells the Kill Tony poster. We figured it'd just be a cool way to give back to the arts. Cool, right?
You got this. That's all cool.
Local comedian gives back to the arts.
You guys ready for this? It's Kill Tony episode almost fucking, who knows? 276. 276. And your first comedian tonight goes by the name of Jacob Charmatz. Jacob Charmatz. Here he comes. Look at that newscaster play! Woo! Jacob Charmatz, everybody.
Holy shit. So, I'm 21, and I have to admit, I still go to the pediatrician. It's really embarrassing. The one good thing about it is, though, I guaranteed more than likely have the biggest penis size out of a group of people. I can admit that I still got that. You know, like I said, I'm 21, and, you know, what's also embarrassing is I cannot take a pill. I'm 21, and I cannot take a pill. To clarify, I can take suppositories, no problem. It's orally. Orally, that's my problem. Thank you. Now, I know my time's wrapping up here. Naked and Afraid. Naked and Afraid. Have you guys ever noticed that what happens to all the raw, unedited footage? Where does that go? My thing is, there's three guys in the editing room. Two of them leave. One guy has a USB drive, plugs it in, looks, takes that shit home. That's take-home porn. Thank you.
Here is Jacob Charmatz. Holy shit. I can't believe you're trying to convince us you're 21. This is very impressive.
I know. It's
breaking news, Tony. There's an Amber Alert in the West Hollywood area.
What is happening? How did you get an ID that says you're 21?
I just got my ID, a full ID. I waited at the DMV, not a bit, for 6 fucking hours.
We know you don't have bits, Jacob. Yeah. Come on, don't try it now.
I know.
Don't you come at us after your 6.
I know.
You are the first person in the history of this show to use the line, well, I know my time's wrapping up soon.
I love
anybody,
the show.
Any person that's ever been pulled out of the bucket in 276 episodes could have said that as their opening line. It's 60 seconds. Well, I know my time's going to be coming to an end here, but I'm going to push it to the limit.
Can I just say one thing, Tony?
No.
No.
So, you're really 21?
Yeah.
Wow, this is exciting. Where are you from?
Maryland. I drove out here 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, yeah, you drove from
by
Maryland.
By car.
Do your parents know you're gone?
The alerts are out. You'll find them. I don't know. Okay. Oh,
what kind of car do you drive?
Kia Optima.
You
it's
drove
in the
a
shop.
Kia Optima across 07. The United
it broke,
States
It broke
of
down a day after I got here. I was driving to my work, and it broke down.
What about the car?
That's true. I broke down in the car. The car also broke down in the middle of the intersection, Culver City, four-way intersection.
Relax, Jacob. Relax.
I know.
We don't need to know the cross streets.
I know. Anyways.
This is exciting. How many times have you tried stand-up comedy before?
This is my 5th time on stage, Tony.
Wow.
5th time. Appreciate it.
Look at that. The people love you.
They do?
What did you just graduate from college?
I went to this university in Towson. Amy Schumer went there. That's all I need to know. And I don't know what that means.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. That's why I said all you need
there
to know.
There was one lady in back. I don't know if you all caught it. There was one lady that didn't realize she was going to be the only one. It was like...
I dropped out after 2 years.
What were you studying?
I was about to fail, so I dropped out.
When you were 2 years in, right before you dropped out, were you like, well, I know we're going to be wrapping up soon, so...
I did, and they let me go, no harm, no foul. and that's it.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Jeff Garland, what do you think of Jacob Charmat?
I think he's a sweet guy. And,
Shit. That's never good.
The fuck's wrong with you? I said you're a sweet guy. All right, I'm 56 years old, fucker, and I'm going to tell you something right now.
Yes, sir.
The world, as you can see by the fuckers who just talked to you, is a cruel place. So you need to be nice to yourself and not assume the worst. That's my advice.
I agree. I appreciate that.
Yes.
That's all.
Yes. I am a piece of shit. No.
Let me reciprocate.
Our top news story tonight, Jeff Garland donates his time to the Special Olympics.
I just want to reciprocate real quick, Tony. I'm sucking dick here. I love Curb. Yeah. It's a great show.
Thank you.
You're great in it.
Thank you.
And,
sir.
You know.
What are you doing?
I don't know what the fuck.
You are misbehaving, young man.
Shit.
We do not do this to the guests.
He's a nice boy. My sons are 18 and 22.
Uh-huh.
I'm used to talking to people like you and their friends. And I wish you great luck. Don't let anyone stop you unless you're not good. Then let somebody stop you.
I concur with that. I agree.
Jacob, tell us something else interesting about you. You're 21. You just came out here a couple weeks ago. What's going on? I mean, you seem like you're you know, trying to come out here and find yourself. You dropped out of college.
I came out here for comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
everyone... Look at that face. That was good.
Yeah.
I came out here for comedy.
Yeah.
He said it. You see the look on his face?
Yeah.
Like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, keep going.
I should probably stop it. I'll keep going.
What the fuck,
does
man?
It again. It's got too
I say you end it.
He's filled with doubt.
No.
He's got too much doubt.
I got a job. I got an apartment. I flew out here first to look at apartments.
What's a fun fact about Jacob that you think would win us all over right now? What's something cool about you? Like a special skill or talent or something you've done in the past?
Or be really vulnerable and share your deepest fear.
That's true.
All right, okay.
You can do that too because people like...
Fair.
Because I guarantee... There's somebody out here with the same fear.
I have
Unless it's your mom. I don't know that someone else has the same fear.
Too close.
No, go ahead.
Well, fuck. I hate needles. Like, that's fucking something. I hate bees. They freak me the fuck out.
These are flying needles.
Yes. Exactly.
Joelberg is here. Oh, yeah.
No, but...
take time to enjoy that.
No, I am.
That was funny.
It was
Just
funny.
Enjoy it. You never thought that before.
No, I didn't.
Neither did I.
And maybe that's why
I
have the fear.
I'm a comedic genius.
I've seen a lot of comedy. It's done not an excuse. It was a great joke.
You always been afraid of needles?
Yes.
What do you do when you have to pee? How about that one, huh? Little baby dick joke. Little baby penis, needle dick.
I think that's sad. I think your penis is probably appropriate.
It's appropriately sized compared to...
Compared to what?
My bit. My attempted bit compared to, you know, people with a pediatrician, my cock is pretty...
I know, we heard the joke. You did it earlier. It got a suitable response. One you'll drop. By the way, just know as you move along, let's say you're in year three, okay?
Yes.
Your best joke will not be there year four if you're doing good. If you're not doing good and you're still
keeping
doing
joke,
your best
yeah.
joke from year three, you're screwed. That's a test to know.
Right. Thank you.
Jacob, you're a real life 21-year-old and you just performed in the main room of the Comedy
Thank
Store.
You.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did it. Kill Tony, his fifth time ever on stage. He just shook hands with Jeff Garland. There's the goat of handshaking.
Play that again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You remind me of a young John Coltrane.
Hey, there you go.
John Coltrane is a young man.
Oh, shit. Here, what? Oh, wow. You got that. Wow. He can even play it on
his...
All
right, I have a real strong opinion.
Yeah.
I think George Michael was a genius.
Yeah?
And I think anyone who slams him doesn't know what the fuck they're talking about.
Amen.
Freedom, fucking fantastic. And that's some sad shit. And you just melancholed me. I'm a melancholy motherfucker because of you, man. Fuck you and your music. All right, go ahead, Tony. Who's next?
I pulled another name out of the bucket. And this name says Nick Castagnola. So here we go. With Nick Castagnola. Here he comes.
What's up, folks? I am a foster kid, and if you're unfamiliar with the term, it means my dad's dead and my mom had no maternal instincts. It happened when I was 15, though, so I was kind of grown by now, so I'm really just Foster Light. Kind of sounds like a beer name, huh? Foster Light, taste of neglect. Jeez, I'm high. I was too high to do this. This is a mistake. I know I just kind of glossed over the whole my dad dying thing, which, I mean, it's not a big deal. I had, like, stepdads, like father substitutes. I can't believe it's not dad. And, like, they don't love you as much as they could, but they beat you the same. Like, having an unconventional childhood's not that bad. Like, you don't realize it's bad while you're in it. I just thought everyone got locked in the closet. And that's not a euphemism for my sexuality or anything. I just had to make friends with the vacuum.
Fuck yeah. Nick Castagnola. Yeah. I cannot believe we had two 21-year-olds in a row.
He's
on this
21
show.
Too?
No, I'm kidding. How old are you?
21.
Wow, holy shit.
Nailed it.
This place is nuts.
Tony, he looks like if Wolverine was an orphan.
I get that a lot, yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, welcome. Have you been on this show before?
Yeah.
What happened last time?
The first time I did the hot chip, and the second time... Yeah. I got humped.
So you ate, for the audience that doesn't know, you ate one of the hottest chips in the world. Like, and then you had to do comedy after it.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah. Did you have a bad experience later that night?
No, I got a pretty cast iron stomach, to be honest with you.
Wow.
I eat a lot of shit. Yeah.
Wow. Is that from all the formula that you were given as a kid?
No, I got...
Your strong stomach base?
My mom's breast milk was far more dangerous than formula.
Drug addict.
Is that just in?
That's correct.
So, Nick, you're 21. Where are you from?
Orange.
Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah,
City of Orange, Orange County.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. And how long have you been on stand-up?
About a year in.
A year in. Did you go to college at all?
Yeah, I go to Chapman, actually. Still in.
Oh, it's a good school.
Thank you.
What are you studying there?
Psychology.
How's that going for you?
Good enough.
Nice.
Yeah. That's a good major.
Yeah.
It's a good major for comedy, too.
I think so. I like it, yeah. Thank you.
How old were you when your father passed away?
I was a baby. I didn't know him.
And how old were you when your mom put you into foster care?
I didn't get put into it. The state did.
How old were you?
15. 15.
15 years old?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so sort of like a little late orphan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was pretty much grown.
Oh, that's interesting.
Fosters, it's Australian for sad.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't go to a group home or anything. I ended up living with like a super religious aunt and uncle.
Oh, so you got raped a lot.
Oh, yeah. Come on, Brian.
Nah,
Jesus.
I was 15. I could fight off a rape at 15.
How come the only low-hanging fruit you ever consume is on this show, Ryan?
I can't eat fruit.
Okay, so you're 15.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, did you already know the aunt and the uncle?
Yeah, I know him.
Right. And they were cool?
Yeah, strict.
Yeah.
Real strict.
What was, like,
compared to foster kid parents, but yeah, strict.
What was the most strict thing about them? What would they make you do that?
No phones in the bathroom.
What? What would you... Yeah.
Yeah. It's...
Because they thought you would jerk off.
Yeah, new.
And so...
So all you had was your imagination. I think that was a good job for them. Because you're better at sex without yet using porn to learn. Do you know that? Imagination makes for a better lover.
Yeah. Just Ryan J. Ebel draws his women.
Yeah. So, did you ever sneak the phone into the bathroom?
They never checked my... It was a shitty rule because they didn't... It was never like, hey, let me check your... I took it in there all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And jerked off.
Yes.
Religiously.
What was your favorite category of porn? Like, what do you look for?
Face fucking.
Face
wow.
fucking.
Wow. Yeah. Hell yeah. Like any good foster boy. You like a good... Face fucking. You know what that is? That's when you basically...
I mean, it's in the title, Tony.
It's not a blowjob.
Do you know what that is?
On a man's
yes,
part.
It's exactly.
It's an aggressive blowjob.
That's just...
Have you ever gotten to do that in real life? Has anyone ever...
No, I don't. I couldn't. I can't. I'm not... I'm too... It's, I don't. You don't. Do you ask to face suck? Fuck. I don't. Yeah.
Okay, dokie. Ask to face.
Fuck. Yeah.
Try it. Wow. Try. Just try, try asking. It.
Just
try
ask.
Let us know what happens. That'd be great.
Yeah. All right.
Nick, what do you do for fun when you're not doing stand-up comedy? You're 21. What's hip with the kids these days when they're from the Orange?
I smoke a lot of pot.
That's lit.
what's like something you love to do after smoking pot? You have any?
Ooh, go to Target. I like going to Target.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Why do you like going to Target?
Come on, that's an awesome answer.
Yeah.
And you said, why do you like going to Target?
I want
to not go to Target.
No, I do.
I just go to Target and walk the aisles.
Yeah.
I take pictures with people in Target. They say, what are you doing here? And I go, look at me, Target, let's go.
Yeah. I agree.
It's great. It's like a small city that you can just roam around.
I hope I see you sometime in the city of Orange Target. I've not gone there, but I anticipate that in my future. That's worth a road trip.
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I asked him
why
he goes to Target or what he does there, because...
So much.
Yeah.
By the way, Target, there's nothing you can't do. It's delightful. It's just unlike
you
Costco,
can't face
there's
fuck.
No samples. So you don't get the food samples at Target. That's what Costco has over Target. And also, when you buy toilet paper, it's 6 to a package as opposed to 400 at Costco.
Yes.
So those are the slight differences between, because Costco's delightful too, but it's a lot to take. Yeah. You got to be hungry, and you got to have room in your garage.
Jeremiah Watkins.
Got to have a garage.
This just in, sad famous man visits local Target.
By the way,
brings joy to locals, but still remains sad.
Hold on. When I go into Target, I'm full of melancholy, man. I'm just sad.
What time of the day do you go?
Whenever they open. They open, and whenever they stay open, I go between the hours of when they're open. No particular time.
Not the same time as you, Nick, you creeper.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You know what's amazing about you? Here, first off, it was very brave of you to right away get into a terrible childhood history.
Uh-huh.
Boom. It's hard to accomplish that with 1 minute. You're not going to, so don't be hard on yourself later. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But that was really, really brave. And also, what's astonishing is you seem kind of together. It's weird, because generally, people who have your past are in jail.
Yeah,
or kinda... they're someone that other people want to be in jail. Like, why can't this person be in jail? So look at you. I think you should applaud yourself tonight as to
absolutely
accomplishing something.
Thank you.
At 21, You're a very calm, grounded guy.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that.
I know how to talk to the young people.
Hell yeah. Yes, just compliment them.
I don't compliment the local newscasters.
Though. Oh, here's the turn.
Young people, I do, but not the young broadcasters.
Nick.
But everything he said is funny tonight. It's funny.
Oh, yeah. He's a monster. Jeremiah Watkins on the KTLA News Force. But Nick, definitely, talk about that stuff. Beat out all that Target shit and talk about your religious, all that stuff.
About what's unique to you.
Yeah, exactly. If they didn't let you take your phone into the bathroom, you have to talk about that stuff because everybody wants to hear
about
it.
By the way, them being strict, not a bad thing, man. You need something later on as a man to rebel from, to grow from, man. And so them having you in a tight type situation... fucking fantastic.
I don't think I'd be doing comedy if it wasn't like that.
Right?
That's right.
That's right.
Nick Castagnola, ladies and gentlemen.
Nick Castagnola.
He's on Instagram at Nick Comedy. Jacob Charmatz is JR Charm on Twitter. The little social media shout outs that they listeners can find.
Never mind. No, I have an Instagram account, so if people want to follow me, it's very exciting.
Jeff Garland?
Just Jeff Garland.
There it is, Jeff Garland.
And so when you go on there, you enter the world of Jeff Garland.
Ooh.
You decided to skip the Twitter, right? You don't do the Twitter?
I was on Twitter, had a lot of followers. I went even to Twitter in San Francisco, and they took me through everything, and they said they appreciated me being on Twitter. And then when I got hundreds of thousands of followers, I thought, how long until I say something wrong?
Yeah.
And I closed my account.
Yes.
Because at least...
Whoa.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what it means either.
That was an angry bird.
An angry bird?
Yeah. Never mind.
Oh, because the Twitter logo's a bird.
Oh, okay.
It's all about tweeting.
One lady fucking loved it, Brian.
Yeah, one lady got it.
When you have trouble sleeping tonight, remember that one lady.
When you're doing comedy, you hope one lady gets it.
That's right.
That's the key to it.
That's my target market.
That's the stairway to success.
Up next, after this, Brian Redband explains sounds. I pulled another name out of the bucket. You guys having fun out there? You get it?
This... is a good name.
It is a good name. You want to read it?
No, you do it.
Okay,
like,
ladies and gentlemen, this is their first time on the show because I would remember this name. As I always say, I love one-word names on this show. Put your hands together for Hoffy. Here comes Hoffy.
Coming up to the theme from Hoffy.
Make some noise for Hoffy, everybody. Come on.
When I was in high school, I had no friends, obviously, and used to come home, and I'd be like, Mom, everybody hates me. And she was like, Justin, don't be ridiculous. Nobody hates you. Why don't you go back to school, show everybody how good you are at beatboxing? Yeah, obviously that didn't work, right? If you don't know what beatboxing is, it's when a white kid goes to a party and ruins it for everybody else. So it didn't help me get any friends, but instead of coming home and being like, Mom, everybody hates me, I came home and I was like, yo, Ma, everyone still hates me. So, that kind of... thanks. Thank you. I was like, make me some picky bagel bites because you're my only friend. Ha 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 ha. Put your hands in the air if you're my only friend. I listened to hip-hop a lot when I was growing up, like the good stuff, like Biggie and Tupac and all that, you know? Yeah. But my mom used to listen to it with me because she was my only friend. So she used to turn my heroes against me. One time I was crying because a girl broke up with me, and she was like, "What would Big Papa say?"
There you go, Hoffy, everybody.
The end of that joke is so good too.
That wasn't it?
No.
Okay. How much longer? Okay, go.
All right. So she was like, "What would Big Papa say if he was here right now? What would Biggie say?" And I was like, fuck bitches and get money.
I don't know if it was really worth it.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if it really was. For those of you you guys don't know, he turned around and he goes, the end of that joke is so good. All right. Hoffy, let's start off by saying welcome to the show. It's your first time on, right?
This is, yeah.
Hell yeah. Your set sounded out of everyone tonight like it was the one written by a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How long have you been on stand-up?
About 5 years in Boston. I just came here 5 months ago.
5 years in Boston. You've been here for 5 months. You moved here full-time.
Yeah.
To do stand-up?
Yeah.
You do anything else?
Not currently, no.
What about job-wise?
I'm retired.
You're retired? What are you retired from?
Real estate investment.
Real estate investment.
Nice.
You invested in real estate in Boston.
Yes.
That's incredible.
You've got money put away? Mm-hmm. You fucker. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. You know, I've never... All right, so I've been doing this for 36 years.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was a young comic and had day jobs, like a bunch of them, like crazy shit. And let me just say something to you. Never occurred to me that somebody could do it, like, independently wealthy. That's like, you fucker. Yeah. Wow, that's awesome. You got no excuse.
I know, yeah.
You, and by the way, he's good.
I agree. How old were you when you retired?
34.
Oh, time to take a step back, though.
Yeah.
How old are you now?
34.
It's time to stop wearing the backwards baseball.
Yeah. I'm from Boston.
Don't say that. Boston's a great city, and I know many a fine gentleman from Boston who does not partake in the baseball hat in an adult nightclub.
I need a haircut, Jeff. I need a haircut.
No, you don't need a haircut. And by the way, the young bald man would be thrilled to need a haircut. Keep the fucking hat off.
All right.
At least if you want my respect.
Do you always wear the hat?
Lately, no. No more.
No more.
I agree.
By the way, you can keep it on now because I'm sure you're not pleased with what's happened. Take it off for a second, though.
Wow.
Fucking Tom Cruise over here.
Wait. No.
Oh, that's so gross.
No. Yes.
Look, everybody loves it.
Yes. Enough with the boy shit. You're an independently wealthy fucker from Boston who's doing stand-up and kind of has a good rhythm. You wear a hat, you're a fucking idiot. All right, so you choose. Is your future filled with being a fucking idiot or a fucking gentleman from Boston who's going to take L.A. by storm with money in his bank?
And this is also groundbreaking. I just got some news. You are the first ever beatboxer to not have a backwards hat on as of right now, once you took it off.
And by the way, you're going to make a lot more friends this way.
You think so?
Oh, I know so. Think of the people that are going to want to talk to you with your hat on backwards. Douchebags. So what I'm saying to you is keep it off. You'll get a better class of person when it's forward, but without it, nice people, good people, people you want to associate with. Just saying. Am I wrong, Tony?
No, you're right.
Hold on, is there something in?
Breaking news, Jeff Garland has been associated with a truth bombing. He's still at large on the scene. Still a suspect of the crime.
Wow. So you're 34, yeah. You're retired.
Yeah.
What do you do for fun, other than stand-up comedy?
I like to go to the beach and camp and stuff like that. Go out in the woods, trip on mushrooms.
Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
No? You go on a lot of
dates. Keep the hat off. You'll meet the ladies.
He doesn't need to meet the ladies.
Because the ladies who like a man with a backwards hat are fucking idiots. The ladies who like a man without a hat, delightful.
Right.
This is what I'm telling you, man.
I agree.
This is L.A.
Yeah.
So whatever Boston shit you were saying to me, in L.A., the good women like you without the hat.
All right.
Even if you're bald, they like you without the hat.
What's your dating life like?
You just got here.
Nah, look at this guy. He's a retired 34-year-old.
I know. You're a handsome dude. Your beard is well kept. Look at you, you fucker.
How about dates? Have you been on a date since being here in L.A.?
There's somebody.
Oh, there's somebody you're interested in?
Yeah.
Oh, I hope it works out.
Where'd you meet her?
Love sucks.
Met her at the comedy store.
You met her at the comedy store.
Run for your life.
Yeah.
Now.
Do we know her?
I think you guys do,
yeah.
Thinking of that one comedian's name. I can't remember it.
I thought he was going to say he met her at Lids.
Probably saw us hanging out.
He met her at Lids. Come on. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I love it. For you podcast
listeners. What do you think of bees?
when you're out taking mushrooms.
I
like and
I just want to, I started comedy because it was on my dad's bucket list. He had 3 years away from retirement, and he passed away before he could do anything on his bucket list. And the very first thing said...
Yeah, keep going.
By the way, use the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep going.
So the very first thing on
keep
his
the music
bucket
going, just
list...
just not as loud. Okay, go ahead.
The very first thing on his bucket list said try stand-up comedy, so I was just originally trying to cross it off his bucket list because I was going to do everything for him. But
you dug it?
But I fell in love with it, yeah.
You fell so in love with comedy.
Wow. It was like a gift from your dad that he left behind
from
for you.
From beyond the grave, yeah.
And your dad wouldn't want you wearing a hat.
He
forgive me for being so forward.
He would be ashamed. Yeah,
he would. Not ashamed. He just would go, don't.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be. She's proud of you.
Probably.
Well, there you go. That's a special shout-out to your dad. This podcast is downloadable in heaven, so hopefully he's listening right
that's
now.
That's fucking Hoffy.
I know. That's Hoffy. Yeah. No hat Hoffy.
No hat Hoffy.
There he goes. That's it's right. Hoffy, everybody. We met him. He's on Twitter at J.A. Hoffy. Or J.A. Hoff 84. Oh, yeah.
I love just the little blow at the end. That was awesome. By the way, everyone you do, I'm actually more like a young Ben Webster. Just saying. That's a reference only us hip jazz cats know. All right, keep going. Who's next?
We're going to have a young lady up here. Does appear. Put your hands together for Kristen Lundberg.
Kristen Lundberg.
Here she comes. She's jumping over the railing.
Oh, we know her.
Here she comes.
Hi, my name's Kristen Lundberg. I dye my hair red, so when I get out of the shower, I look like a used tampon. It's actually very high class, you know. These tampons are expensive. I know I used to roll my own. Put a little tobacco in there. Now I... One time I was at an airport and my tampon string was hanging out. And a lady in the McDonald's line said, "Hey, your tampon string's hanging out." So I pulled it and exploded. I'm from Dayton, Ohio. Clap it up if you know it. Dayton, Ohio is the birthplace of aviation. We invented flight so we could get out of Dayton.
There you go, Kristen Lundberg. Fuck yeah. Aren't you adorable in a crackheady sort of way?
Thanks.
Hell yeah.
The Weasley family has fallen upon hard times.
Enough said by a weasel.
Wow, okay. Kristen, sorry. Over here. How's it going?
I'm in...
breaking news. You're what? You're breaking news?
Back to you in the studio.
Kristen, how's it going?
Yes, sir.
Are you always this energetic?
Yeah. Yeah,
what
I mean, like... I'm an ice sculptor.
Oh, my God, that's right. You are a sculptor of ice. Yes.
We have a cute story tonight. Local sewer rat learns how to sculpt ice.
I've had a good life, man. I live good for a sewer rat.
Wow. How long have you been sculpting ice again?
I started in Chicago like 6 months ago. And I started here like 2 months ago.
Wow. Look at that. So you're able to pay your bills just sculpting ice?
No, I do waitressing on the side.
Oh.
Any vegans?
Is it really a vegan place?
It is.
Oh. Wow, that's interesting.
I saw one of her ice sculptures before. It was actually really good. It was a swan.
Is that true?
It was a schwan.
Schwan.
It was a black dude?
No, actually... I dedicated it to a guy who used to work at the Laugh Factory in Chicago. His name was Schwan.
So I was right.
But I sculpted it, and then he died, so...
Kristen, okay, you're a wild one, so I'm going to ask you this. If you had to tell us, like, what's the wildest or craziest thing about you, what would you say that it is?
Well, I have a long history of sculpting, and I used to sculpt for a toy company as well. I don't know if that's really wild.
I think you heard a totally different question than what I asked. That's pretty impressive. That might be a first.
I don't know. What do you want to hear? I was molested.
Yeah.
What?
Strangely enough, Kristen's one of the non-orphans on tonight's show. You had both parents growing up?
Yeah.
That's fun. What did they do?
My dad is an engineer, an aerospace one. And my mom...
pretty much like ice sculpting.
Yeah, he used to do welding. His uncle's a welder. You know, my uncle's a welder. So they were both kind of into it. They would trip out and make sculptures together.
Oh, my God. So the place you waitress at is an independent, sort of just little vegan family-owned restaurant type of thing?
Oh, no, it's a big deal. No, this place is huge. My gosh. It's called Olac, A-U-L-A-C.
What's the most delicious thing on the menu? That you would recommend to someone that's like, I want to eat meat. I don't know why my friend brought me here. All I want to do.
Wait, who's this character?
It's an angry guy dragged to a vegan restaurant.
And where's he from?
Like Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah. I came to California. I've been flying. I've been traveling. All I want is some fucking protein. You took me to this vegetable spot with this crazy ass waitress. Seems like a fucking psycho.
What's your name?
It's taken her forever to get the water. She has a goddamn chainsaw in the back with a block of ice.
What's your name?
Billy Pool.
Billy Pool?
Billy Pool.
Ooh, cool.
I went to high school with Billy Pool, and that's basically who I'm basing this off of.
My brother's name's Billy, for real.
Wow. Okay, so yeah. What would you recommend? What would you recommend Billy? For me? I want some meat.
All right, little bro.
Let's get the fuck out of here, guys. This place fucking sucks.
I would recommend the curried rice, but not for the flavor. But it comes out shaped like a heart.
Wow. So you're not good at that job either. Fuck yeah.
A sad story tonight. Local vegan shops shuts down.
Let's talk about your stand-up comedy for a second with Jeff Garlin.
All right, a couple of thoughts. Number one, you're very warm and likable. Your hair is like a good thing. So here's what you need to do.
Thanks.
You need to dress in a more... Because you're pretty fucking wild in your appearance, you need to not have a dead gorilla on your shirt because it's distracting. What I'm saying is wear something like solid. And, you know, just be more, by the way, because you're not a conservative person, dress a little more conservatively, go against the type, and then also, and this is fucking huge, fuck the tampon jokes. What are you doing with strings and McDonald's and things? Now, by the way, I am not a comedian who feels that women comedians can't talk about tampons, but if you're going to talk about tampons, tell a story that really affects you that's funny, not some bullshit you're making up to shock us with tampon shit.
I don't
want to hear the one you have, but listen. No,
they're
just
very
saying,
unique. They get very in-depth.
Do you have listening skills?
Yes, I do. Right.
Do you find yourself writing a tampon joke like once a month?
Yeah.
Ooh, fireworks. That's my favorite sound effect.
But listen, and I don't know shit, so you don't have to listen to me if you don't want to, but I'm just saying that you are dynamic. You don't have to play up physically being dynamic. Does that make sense?
Like, yeah.
You want the audience to focus on you, not on a big, you don't have to like move wildly. You don't have to wear shit. By the way, I'm sad for that gorilla, though. I'm pro. I get it.
He's from Cincinnati. But I'm from Dayton, so I like.
I know that's
little
close by.
Cincinnati
is a horrible place, though. I want to say that to all your listeners.
I knew the gorilla.
Dayton, I like. All right, but listen. Seriously, the tampon shit. Only talk about tampons if it means something to you. If it doesn't mean something to you, shut the fuck up with the tampons. Because it's really so fucking bad. And by the way, I see potential in you. I'm just telling you. All right.
Thanks.
There you go.
There you go. I think that's absolutely great advice. And there you have it, Kristen Lundberg. You're absolutely right. She's on Twitter at Mammy Spanks, MammySpanx. Mammy Spanks. That's her Twitter name, Mammy Spanks.
Oh, I thought you were introducing the next comedian. Her name was Mammy Spanks, and I thought, what kind of idiot is that? Okay. Oh, this looks like a woman or a black man.
Yes. I'm probably Schwan. Going. I'm probably,
no, I don't know.
I think you're right. I would gamble on the latter of the two.
You think it's a black
on,
man?
On the one that they gasped at for some reason.
Why would you gasp? But I look at a name. Ooh. I think it's either a woman's name. It's an unusual name. So, you know, there you go.
Let's see what happens. Put your hands together for Kiernan Bencoil. Kiernan Bencoil. Oh.
So my name is Kiernan. If you Google it, it means little dark one. Holy shit, I wish I had more confidence. I wish I had like 1/4 the confidence of Post Malone. Like that's all I need. I need like face tattoo moxie. You know what I'm talking about? Like I feel like face tattoos are the new tattoos. Like 50 years ago, if you had a tattoo, you know, anything, you were instantly a badass. It could be a tattoo of the Virgin Mary on your ankle. And people would look at you like, that guy fucks. You know, I feel like, you know, there's one face tattoo that's not cool. It's the inner lip tattoo. Have you guys seen the inner lip tattoo? Right here. Stupidest fucking tattoo I've ever seen. All right? Because, you know, 99% of the time, no one can see it. And the 1% of the time they do see it, you look like a fucking idiot. Because you're just like, ah! Look at it! I was talking to this girl, and she's like, oh, look, it says Gemini. It's my sign. I'm like, bitch, all I can see is your gingivitis. Ugh.
Kiernan Bencoil, ladies and gentlemen.
Can I open this up with a critique?
I'm sorry. I wanted to do a different joke, but shit.
No, but just, fuck. You know, I'm not going to say it. There's a comedian.
Go ahead.
No, no, hey, grill me, man.
No, there's a comedian here at the Comedy Store. Who's really, he's an excellent dude.
Yeah.
Funny. But every one of his punchlines is, bitch, this.
Oh, yeah.
That's so fucking lame.
That was all fear. That was fear for me coming out.
That's impressive.
But let me tell you something.
That's impressive.
And
by the way, opening and saying you're not confident. See, I felt like you opened confidently.
Yeah.
I mean, by being vulnerable, mm-hmm. and then you just were vulnerable now. And all points in between, you were full of shit.
It's fear.
No, but I'm saying, yeah. Go with it.
Go with it. Go
be,
with it.
Be real. Be honest. Yeah. Be who you are. Don't be like this fucking portrayal of some comedian that you've
yeah.
seen before.
I wanted to do, I had this new bit I just worked out. I did like four
it's
times.
It's too late now.
I know it's too late.
So I don't want to hear about it now.
No, right? No, you don't want to hear
next
about
time,
it.
Next time, do it.
Yeah. Well, I know. I was like, fucking my
this.
Gut. Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Kiernan. On an opposite thing, I will give you, you know, 100 out of 100 on premise, like the way you described your premise, though, I think was mm-hmm. amazing. Like,
oh,
I've
thank
never
you.
Heard it quite put
tattoos,
that way.
Yeah,
yeah, having face tattoos
and by
is
the way,
new tattoo.
Men were like tough with their
yeah,
their
yeah.
They had like an anchor on their arm, and you went, oh, he was in the Navy.
Yeah, yeah, like that.
Now
yeah.
it's all a big bowl of what
and,
the fuck.
And the yeah. crazy thing is you had it all right there. You set it all up, and the Virgin Mary thing on the foot
yeah.
is funny, yeah. and you mm-hmm. just had to keep that momentum. You know, you have, you, but that's a great sign. Is that at least you you know how to set up a joke? It
yeah.
literally is half the battle.
Tony, 80% of my relatives have that Virgin Mary tattoo.
Yeah, awesome. Well, thank you. That yeah, that's a huge compliment.
How long have you been doing stand up?
Like 7 months now. Yeah,
oh, that's,
yeah.
He's doing fine.
Yeah.
It's
thank
really
you.
Hard.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's extraordinarily hard, even if you're funny. So, mm. you're doing fine. Just don't say bitch. And,
yeah,
and be real.
It's the fear.
That's my fear. I should yeah. have a T-shirt. Don't say bitch and be real.
Don't say bitch and be real.
Yeah, because really
on DeathSquadTV.com.
Unless you're a pimp on an HBO show?
I literally have a bit about a pimp. That's my. That's what I want to do about.
Shut up!
I'm sorry. I'm not.
Don't apologize. Don't apologize.
Don't apologize.
Just make note for the future.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah.
How long have you been in LA?
For over a year, like April of last year. I actually moved here on 420.
From where?
I was in New York before. I was working in advertising, and I got a new job in advertising here.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Did he just say he moved here on 420?
I didn't mean to.
No, what you were trying to do.
He's always got so many excuses, this
why
kid.
Why would you say, actually, I moved here on 420? You told us April. Thing. We know it's the fourth month. You added 420 to be in with the weed people.
I'm not a weed guy.
I am a weed guy, and I'm offended that you tried to. That's right. I'm offended you tried to.
I'm just
to
glad I got the angry Jeff Garland voice out of you. That's
oh, the angry one? Moron!
Yeah! Can you please, like, even if it's like a small compliment, can you yell at me? Like, yeah. All right, cool.
You got potential, you fuckhead!
Thank you! Thank you!
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, see? That was
you have
a good riff.
A superpower. You're like one of the X-Men or something like that. The superhero that just yells
by
funny.
By the way, everybody laughs. I would be so awesome as a Marvel superhero in a movie because my character, no matter what power I had, I'd yell.
Yeah.
I would never not yell. I'd even tell the Hulk, shut the fuck up, you green piece of shit. All right, Jeff, can we do a different take? All right. Hulk! I just cut out green piece of shit because it's obvious. All right, go ahead.
Kiernan, what do you do for fun? How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. What do you do for fun?
I live down in South Bay, so I have to go surfing a lot.
You're a surfer.
I am, yeah, yeah.
That's why you... Is that a pair of sunglasses in your dress shirt?
Yeah,
right
there? I didn't... I like. It is a pair of sunglasses, yeah.
It's because you drove here during the daylight hours.
Yes.
I know. It's tough on the highway.
It's tough,
I know. I know it.
Yeah.
Got to have your sunglasses.
Yeah. I leave work early on Mondays just so I can get to this mic. So.
Well, what do you do?
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
You work in advertising?
Yeah. I write for Toyota. So.
Wow.
Man, Toyota.
Mm-hmm.
Do you drive a Toyota?
I lease a Corolla. Yeah.
A great car, man.
Thank you.
Corolla's a great car.
It's a great
car. Camry. All the Toyota cars are great.
They're great. I got
car.
A good deal through work.
For
so
a young
I was like,
guy,
get a deal.
Driving a Corolla at 24, very good.
It's
okay.
It's exciting.
It's a good. It's a very exciting life.
Is
it really is.
You?
What
is it?
It kinda. I mean, this is pretty
Corolla
fucking exciting, isn't it?
Coming here.
This is the exciting shit.
What more do you need? He probably looks forward to it all week.
Right. Exactly. Gonna lay in,
you know what you're gonna do tonight? Listen to this.
What am I gonna do?
You're gonna lay in bed tonight. And you're going to think about everything that went down. And you're going to overthink. Then you're going to beat yourself up because you don't know better.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to beat yourself up some more. Mm-hmm. Around 4 in the morning, you'll fall asleep. You'll go to work tomorrow. You'll tell everybody about it.
Absolutely.
Then tomorrow night, you'll lay in bed. It won't be as bad. It'll fade away by the end of the week.
I'm just trying to enjoy, like, moment to moment. Like, right now. Like, right here, right now. Just trying to enjoy this.
Just ride the wave, dude.
You're 24.
Have you ever seen a purple pumpkin, motherfucker?
That's my surf name, dude.
I'm not like a surfer person. I do it. It's like a hobby.
No, it's a nice thing.
It's a good way to like exercise and
we
shit.
We know you don't surf for a living.
Yeah, I know. Okay, all right.
I like to
surf with the old guys, like with all the longboards, not like a shortboard guy.
Okay, look at you. Learning from the wise men.
Learning from the wise men of
the
sea.
You're not wearing a baseball hat, I see.
No.
Look at you.
Yeah.
And you don't have surgery on your eyes to see better. You wear the glasses.
I wear the glasses.
Not in the water.
Not in the water.
No. You.
Yeah.
But tonight
it's a different type of clarity out there.
But listen, when you lay in bed tonight, be nice to yourself.
Thank you.
In closing, Kiernan, I get the type of feeling that you're the type of guy. I just pictured it like with you surfing. I feel like you turn into like a badass motherfucker out there.
No.
Can you mind throwing on your sunglasses for a second just so that we see what you look like with the
I think the people here sort of want to see. Is that right, guys?
It's nothing great. It's not.
Yeah.
Why would you say? Hold on.
That was so perfect.
All right. Hold on a second here.
Breaking news, Tony. Every woman's vagina in the Los Angeles area has dried up.
No, listen.
Yeah.
Listen, when you're on Kill Tony,
yeah,
and Tony says, put your sunglasses on.
You fucking do it.
No, 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 you did do it. But he says, I want to see how badass you look, you know, and what'd you say? Oh, I'm not so cool. Stop it.
Stop with
that.
Stop
beating yourself up, you fuckhead.
Yeah, why don't you try
Come
it?
Come on, man.
Why don't you try All it one right. more time, but this time do it with some goddamn swagger.
And don't right. do the extra bonus.
You know, oh, okay, ready, ready? I'll just fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, hold on. Hold on.
Still pretty
you didn't
bad.
Just fucking do
Breaking news, Tony. Oh. Every gay man in Los Angeles has turned straight.
Right. Yes. Yes.
All right. You know, this is very...
This is a... Jeff Garland is going to now teach you how to do it.
I never thought I'd be getting modeling lessons from Jeff Garland.
Here's what he did. We started, like, tell me again. Like, pretend I'm him. Go ahead.
You know, I feel like you're the type of guy that looks really cool once you put your sunglasses on. Turns into, like, a cool guy. What does that look like?
You put your hands up and you gave up right away. Now I'm going to show you how you do it.
All right.
All right,
you know
this
what?
Is great.
You know what? I feel like you're the kind of guy that, like, when you're out there surfing and you throw those sunglasses, you know, I feel like you're a whole different guy. Could we see what you look like with your sunglasses on? Oh, no. Wow. They love it.
In life,
thank you.
Just do it, man.
Breaking news, Tony.
Did you write that? Just do it?
Flash flood warning can I use a tagline at work? In the metropolis area. Women everywhere are squirting.
That's right. That was impressive. The ladies are going crazy to the thought of garlanding glasses. Garlanding glasses this spring on ABC.
Garlanding glasses. You look good.
Fuck. Oh, thank you, my friend.
Kiernan, I think you learned a lot about being a comedian and a young
man
here tonight.
This is good. It's a good learning exercise. It's like a free course.
Yep, I know. Yeah. I just said that. There he goes. Kiernan Bencoyle, everybody. He's on Twitter at KBenCoyle. KBenKoil. That is a weird
That was fun.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You think I'm fucking around. I'm obsessed now. I'm going to go home and Google purple pumpkin. And if I see those fuckers for sale, I'm buying two.
Ooh, I like
That's
that.
That's right. Got to have a purple pumpkin. Halloween's coming up, and I want to celebrate it like the king of Minneapolis.
Yes, that is a lavish.
The purple one.
A lavish lifestyle.
Here's a little fun fact, too. When Jeff put his sunglasses on, I was trying to get a cool song, like, together, but he just did it so quick. I just picked whatever I chose, and it was actually the Winnie the Pooh song.
By the way, you want my opinion? Doesn't get any cooler than that in terms of real coolness. That's all I'm saying. Christopher Robin. Let's go.
I pulled another name out of the bucket. Put your hands together for Justin Lawson.
All right.
Justin Lawson. Here he comes. It's Justin Lawson.
Thank you. I took a trip to Atlanta. It was the worst trip of my life because I got on the most ghettoest airlines of my life. And I know y'all heard of it because it's popular. It's called Greyhound. And the planes don't get off the ground. It's like, this is a horrible magic school bus. This shit sucks. I moved here from Orlando. When I told my grandma I moved here from Orlando, she was so upset.
She was like, you moving to L.A., baby? It's very dangerous in L.A. And you not that funny, nigga. I don't know why you going out there. Stay here and sell soap with me. We'll take over the cleaning game.
I normally wear glasses. I don't have them on right now. But what I do hate about glasses is they got fake glasses. Like, there's people with 20/20 vision walking around with fake glasses. I don't understand why. You all dicks, all of y'all. I wish this was a thing. It's not a thing. I wish it was a thing. I wish everybody with 20/20 vision that wear fake glasses catches AIDS in their eyes. If we could all pray for that, please, Father God, bless these intruders. All right, I'm done.
There you go. Justin Lawson.
wishing AIDS upon all people with good vision wearing glasses.
Fake glasses. Is
hell yeah.
Literally AIDS?
Yeah, like not like the extreme. Magic Johnson, because that's the fake AIDS. I'm talking about the real good ones.
That good.
I think there should be breaking news. That's just my opinion.
About AIDS?
You can go straight from HIV to AIDS now.
Breaking news. black guys are better than white guys at comedy until they try a closer that doesn't work.
I heard that.
Justin, how long have you been doing stand-up?
7 years.
Fuck yeah. And you're from Orlando?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in L.A.?
Since December.
Oh, cool. How's it been going for you?
It's all right.
You're definitely respected by your peers. Very rarely do we have people up here that repeat the person's name that's on. So that's cool. Obviously, you've made quite the impression for yourself. What was life like in Orlando? That seems like a weird place to grow up.
Well, I didn't grow up in Orlando. Oh. I just moved from Orlando here. I grew up in Portland, Oregon, and Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, yeah? Oregon? They got to be white.
Yeah, they are. You could tell by the woo. That was one of the...
also had Memphis, Tennessee, so that's a possibility.
No, they ain't from Memphis. They ain't woo. They don't woo like that in Memphis.
Why? What made you move to Orlando?
What made me want to move to Orlando? I was actually tricked into moving there because of Disney. I did the Disney college program.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
What'd you do for Disney?
I was a slave. I work. Are you about to play a black song? Go ahead. Play your black song, man.
We have a new one.
I was counting down in my head. I was like, 5, 4, black song. And I was just... yeah, I know. He's definitely not from Memphis either. That's definitely...
So
I feel like... you know what I feel like? He's slick when they call me the N-word. Go ahead.
Get it out of here. Breaking the box office this weekend, Disney's new animated feature, 12 Years a Slave.
Okay. So,
here we go.
I don't understand the Disney thing again. What did
Disney, I was a character at Disney.
What, really? What character?
Yeah, I was Tigger, Baloo, Genie, Woody.
Whoa, wait, what?
Give me your wallet!
When they called you Tigger, did they use the hard R?
Is that not how Tigger's name is? You want me to put an A in it?
I'm sorry.
No, that's
I'm sorry, Tigger, okay. What?
Look, here's the...
We're doing it. We're going back. All right, go ahead.
Tigger, please.
I get it.
That's the new version. By the way.
Yes, Jeff Garland.
I find every one of these jokes completely cheap and not good.
No, I expect. Go ahead. Come
so
on,
listen,
man.
No, you're not going to get that shit from me. Listen. Why the fuck you don't talk about Disney College?
I do. It's just, it's a...
Oh, yeah, one minute.
Yeah.
So you got the Greyhound. Look. AIDS, you don't really give a shit about people with good vision wearing glasses, do you?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah,
annoy.
So stop talking about it. If you don't give a shit, it's not going to be that funny. If you really give a shit, now here's the reverse of that. If you did 5 minutes on people with good vision wearing glasses and committed to it with passion, it would be hysterical because it'd be fucking insane. But just doing it as like a couple joke throwaway, fuck that. And then closing with AIDS. Also, how old?
I wasn't. That's not the closer of the joke.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Enough with that. However, however, being a black man, it works. So okay. It's like you got your options. Okay? So you can do.
I'm learning so much about black people today that I did not know.
By
at
the way,
all.
That's the only black point I made.
Breaking news, innocent comedy show turns racist very quickly.
No, because the white dude who was up here, it really wasn't working. It works, but...
We've never had a Tigger on this stage before. We literally haven't. We haven't had like anyone that's played an actual character from anything in particular.
Anything.
We've met all different occupations. 279 episodes times 10 comedians. One could say that's...
And no one's been Tigger. You know, you'd think you'd have two or three Tiggers.
Exactly. They would
That's
quite the
crazy,
tale.
Man.
One could almost say he's Tigger rich.
But by the way, I would just tell you one other thing.
It's so unnatural doing
this. Just in, three Tiggers have shot up the Comedy Store.
I feel like y'all just want to say the word so badly.
The gunman.
By the way,
the gunman yelled, "They should have never
me.
Gave you huh? Tiggers money."
I don't want to say.
I know you don't want to say. I didn't even hear what he said.
I'm
I don't speak.
Listen, no fucking around. That's the key to you. I think you're funny, but you just need. It's so unnatural doing the 1 minute here, but you need to just focus on being comfortable. Be comfortable and talk about what you care about, i.e. not about people wearing glasses.
Bruh, that really makes me upset. That's what I talk about.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, that's what I'm
well,
saying.
Then fucking your whole minute should have been about that.
Can I agree because with that also, by the way? I really hate it when I see somebody that's wearing fake glasses.
Well, that's not the
and
point.
And you guys both wear glasses, right? You wear glasses sometimes?
Yeah, I wear glasses.
And you wear glasses sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
But
I also wear glasses sometimes. This is the dumbest conversation.
Well,
I'm saying...
That's not the point. The point is this, man. Now, look. I feel... You,
breaking news. Okay. Local audience held hostage at comedy show.
I really feel strongly, this is just me, that comedy is either real or absurd. So... there you go. Like, it's either Pee Wee Herman or some shit like that or Richard Pryor. The shit in the middle, when you sort of don't commit to something, I don't dig. And that's most comedians. So, talk about what you give a shit about. You're not a guy who does characters. So, really, if you give a shit, talk about it and make it real and don't close with AIDS.
By the way, it's a longer joke. I keep telling you,
I
man.
Don't care.
All right, so why you keep
close,
saying I'm closing with?
You close with AIDS.
Okay,
care.
All right.
You want them to get AIDS.
I close with AIDS.
No, guys. It's not a bad thing. It's not. He's just giving you the gift of an overall. It's not about what you closed with, or that it's that you have that joke in your repertoire when you could. He's saying that you're so funny that you could. Only tell the truth through everything, and then it'll still work. It's a compliment.
Yeah,
it's a great thing that's happening.
Basically, he's saying you're funny. Be relaxed. Do what you do. And I just threw in. By the way, when people pay on the internet, $500 a minute to hear me and my advice. My number one thing is don't close with AIDS.
Yeah.
Number two. Don't call a woman a bitch unless you're an actual pimp. And there's a realism to it.
I can't believe you got more offended at that than the 24 Tigger jokes we did up here tonight.
I completely agree with you. That's so fucking funny.
This is what I'm saying. I hear what you're saying. But I'm saying basically what you're telling me is not to be myself. Like
So what you're saying is you're not real and you love wishing.
You're saying that I'm not real.
No, you're saying that you're not real. And you like wishing AIDS on people for
what?
AIDS,
no,
for
it's
being
just hipsters. It's a smart. All right, I got you.
No,
whatever.
I want
nah.
you to be you.
Okay, I got you, man. It's cool.
No, you don't got me because you think I don't want you to be you. I want you to be exclusively you.
Okay.
Only you. Don't spin it any other way of what you think you should do. Be you.
I got you, man.
All right.
Coming from a guy with 36 years of comedy experience, yeah. Motherfucking Jeff Garland, and that's Justin Lawson. Thank you, Justin.
Appreciate it.
Justin's first time on the show. You can follow him on Twitter at Justin L. Lawson. He's getting some Jedi advice.
I really, by the way, I just hope I didn't offend him in any way. I was being as thoughtful as I could be.
And I took it as a compliment.
All right,
of
cool,
course.
Man, but still, you don't know. This Justin. I like that this Justin. It makes me happy. Every time you say just this just in, I get giddy. I got anticipation all over me, man.
You know what?
Instead
of going to the bucket, I pulled a name out, and we'll get back to that name in a second. But let's go to our regular. We have a regular comes out every single week, and he writes and performs a brand new minute every single week.
Where does he perform?
He writes and performs.
Oh,
he does it on this show, a brand new minute every week to the hundreds of thousands of listeners around the world. And here's another new minute from our favorite rising comic, the great and powerful Malcolm Hatchett. Here he is.
Hell yeah, what's up? All right. I want fat black girl confidence. Because you can always ask a fat black girl why she fat. She going to be real. Because, motherfucker, I like to eat. I can tell you got chicken crumbs right there. You ask a skinny white girl why she's so skinny. She say shit like this. You mean in shape? No, bitch, you mean depressed? Your bones got bones. Why whenever you ask a black dude if he fucking a girl, he start rubbing himself. Hey, you fucking no girl? I mean. Yes or no, motherfucker? Nah. Get your virgin ass. I mean, one time I was at this chick house and her boyfriend came. She was like, go. I was like, oh, shit. Hold up, this bitch got Oreos. He came up from home. He was like, boop. All right, that's it. I'm done.
Is that true? That felt true at the end.
Yeah, that's true.
Hell yeah.
Never mind.
Who has Oreos?
This girl had Oreos.
Yeah, that girl did, but that's not what I heard.
In her house?
No, that's not what I heard.
What you hear, Jill?
This bitch got Oreos.
Oh, yeah.
And no bitch wants to share her Oreos.
Nah, that's why I stole
them. She's alone. All right, that's all I'm saying to you.
This tigger doesn't like when people say bitch.
It's not funny at all.
This tigger needs to lay down.
It's let's just stop.
Did you only have sex with the Oreo girl once, or did you double stuff her?
Double stuff, because I'm greedy.
Did this happen recently?
No, this was years ago. Oh, okay. I kind of like made some of it up.
Yeah.
The Oreos was in the kitchen, though.
So you were on your way out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then you stopped for the Oreos, and then the guy caught you and hit you.
No, he didn't catch me. I just went out the door because he came in the back door.
Well, weren't you with the kitchen's in the front door?
Nah, her room's right here. The kitchen right here.
I love that we're explaining this. Now, where is it? Go.
Her room, like, right here, right?
Uh-huh.
The back door right here, but before he come in, I ran through the kitchen, grabbed the Oreo, ran out the front door.
Oh, so you didn't stop.
Yeah.
Because in your performance, you got down on the ground.
Yeah, nah,
fucking
I just,
Oreos.
Yeah, I was just.
No, take them with you.
Yeah.
And you
it's funnier if you take them with you.
I was running down the street like.
And no. You had just got.
By the way, I got a joke for you. You're running down the street, and suddenly you got a fat black girl confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got your Oreos and you're fucking happy as shit.
Wow, that is a big callback.
It's a callback for you.
Yeah.
Yep. Enjoy it.
Then I seen the fat black girl and she was like,
that's right. Look at you. Look at you, motherfucker. That's exactly right.
Hell yeah.
He explored and he heightened.
That's see that? Malcolm gets a you're chance. Funny, he comes dude, up here and he writes his own goddamn episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm right in front of everyone.
You're a funny dude, man. And by the way, how old are you?
24.
Oh, so you can still wear it.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to become a man. But right now, you are a boy, and you should enjoy that. All the things that go with it, wearing owl shirts, hats on backwards, pretending you're eating Oreos on the floor, you can do it all at 24.
Yeah.
When you're at 25, there might be some judgment. 26, you need some changes. But right now, go fucking nuts.
Hell yeah.
Go fucking nuts. You keep that motherfucking on backwards as much as you can. You eat as many Oreos. You go to the store tomorrow and you buy fucking owl shirts with a soccer ball. I don't even know what's going on that shirt.
Jeremiah Watkins.
But you merchandise.
This just in, old Sherpa has meltdown at the Comedy Store.
Sherpa.
I had anticipation because he said this just in. Were you excited? I was.
Yeah.
Malcolm.
Now, you're a fucking funny motherfucker, and guess what you can't learn?
How to be funny.
How to be funny. You can learn, like, you know, different things. But the truth is, I, watching you, I have no notes for you. Just keep working.
That's it. So, he's definitely going to do that. Anything else crazy happened this week?
I may eat more birthday cake.
You're eating more birthday
Jesus.
Cake? Hell I don't know what that means.
I eat a lot of sweets.
You eat a lot of sweets. So do I. I'm on almost 10 months no sugar. You know why? I'm an old diabetic man. I am the future, and in the future there is no birthday cake. So you wear your hat backwards. You get laid a lot and rub yourself, and you eat cake. Do it all, man.
10 months.
Because it all ends.
No
it
sugar.
All fucking ends. And then you find yourself sitting behind a sword watching people do comedy at the Comedy Store and wonder what it's all about. You get excited when someone says, this just in. That's your future. Your future is not cake and getting laid and wearing what you want. It's when someone says, this just in, you get very excited.
And there just you go. That's it.
You're going to have a fun journey. You're fucking great.
Fuck yeah, he is. It's Malcolm Hatchett, everybody. Come on. The future.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Can you call him back out?
Malcolm, come back out.
Malcolm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Malcolm Hatchett.
I was drinking water. Where is he?
Malcolm.
Fucking Malcolm. Stop eating the cake. Here he is,
Malcolm Hatchett.
Almost quit my job.
No, Malcolm. I just wanted to shake your hand.
Oh, hell yeah.
So I can tell people I did.
Hell yeah.
That's right.
Wow. Time stamp it.
Fuck yeah. That's all I wanted.
I love it.
I wanted to shake Malcolm's hand, and then later when I order my two purple pumpkins, I'll be good.
If I find out you really got purple pumpkins, I'm
gonna be... By the way, you think I'm not. You're wrong. Tonight, the world of Google, and let's see if Amazon's got it.
Amazon's got it. I'm positive of it.
I've never heard of purple pumpkins. Maybe I'll find a world of many pumpkin colors that you can get many colors. I'll fucking have a room. I'm going to have a room filled with different colored pumpkins, and that's where I'm going to do my transcendental meditation. That's where I'll meditate.
In a sad turn of events, local stand-up hero Jeff Garlin has been committed to a psych ward.
By the way, Amazon has two different kinds of purple pumpkins for you.
Whoa, there they are. Oh, Brian already pulled them up.
Well, one's more of a bucket.
That's a bucket. Yeah, that's a jack-o'-lantern.
Bucket. Let me see.
There's only three left.
Oh, it doesn't have as good a face, though. I don't like that face. Oh,
yeah, the eyes are too
Welcome smart. Back to Conversations That Could Happen After This Podcast.
There you go. Indeed. Indeed.
Truth is, you get caught up. You really do. And I apologize to anyone listening, watching, or anywhere near.
I pulled that name out of the bucket before I brought up Malcolm. Oh. I pulled out a name and I kept it out, and we're going to flow through. You ready for this?
I've never been more ready in my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's not easy to follow Malcolm Hatchett. So make some noise for Nikki Veltri, everyone. Nikki Veltri. This way, Nikki. Oh. Fuck yeah. Come on, Nikki Veltri, everyone.
Woo! This is some place here, let me tell you. I've been waiting to get on this place for so long in my 20s, you know. Now look at me, I finally got on, you know what I mean? If they went by age, if they went by age around here, I'd be on every fucking week, you know what I mean? Okay, I know. I got two jokes. One's a misogynist joke and one's a racist joke. Which one do you want to hear?
Neither!
Both!
Looks like... All right, well, okay. I was called a racist because I told some guy he was an idiot who happened to be black. They accused me of being a racist. I tell a lot of white people they're idiots. Then they accuse me of being a genius. You know what I mean? Whoa. It's maybe because I'm Italian. I'm an FBI, full-blooded Italian. I'm also an IBM. You know what that is? Italian big mouth, okay?
I want you to keep going. Just keep going for as long as you can.
When Italian...
Tony, we usually agree, but never this much.
Come on.
Agree with you.
Let's just see,
Let's
right?
Let's see. Keep going.
Keep going. You fucking got it. You waited all these years, dude. You got it. You're on the main room.
And nobody's
Let's
fucking
Let's see
laughing.
If you got anything.
When Italians make love, they make a whole meal out of it. First is the spaghetti sauce, then there's the meatballs, then there's the pepperoni. You know what I mean?
By the way, I
what
don't,
do I?
But
no,
I'm
No, I know. It might
I'm
be the most...
I'm loving it. Yeah. I'm loving it because I have no
what
idea
do I,
what
do I need these guys' approval? They're not laughing. Nobody's laughing anyways. Fuck everybody. You know what I mean?
You are a badass motherfucker.
Why do I need their approval? I'm old enough to be his father. You know what I mean?
You're old enough to be my father.
You're old enough to be my illegitimate son. You know what I mean?
Nikki, first of all...
What is it? What is this? The Mueller investigation here? You know? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Where's Nancy Pelosi? Crumbs.
Nikki, listen to me. Nikki, over here.
Julio.
Nikki.
No matter what anyone says to you, never stop. Never stop, Nikki.
Hold on.
You just never stop.
You know, I'm trying to get one laugh out of here. Come on, I laugh.
Hold on.
You
I'm going to let you go more. I'm going to let you try more. Will you just relax? No, Nikki, shut up for a second. Just look at me. Look at me, Nikki.
He could be
first,
my son,
Nikki,
too.
Shut the fuck up, you old fuck. Shut up.
He acts like my son.
I never called anybody an old fuck before. I'm sorry you had to see me do that.
He acts like
show.
My son.
Tony.
I feel mean about that.
He could
never
be my
felt
son.
It more appropriate than in this moment.
Nikki, just listen to me. Talk into the end of the microphone for a second. Just
Jeff,
a break.
Do I have permission to call this man a bitch?
Nikki.
Who said that?
Nikki, he doesn't know who said it. He's all turned around. Who said that? Whose ball is in my yard?
I'm
Nikki,
glad,
over
I'm
here.
He,
over here. Over here. Just don't
I'm
talk.
I'm glad he didn't say anything.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
This just in.
Oh, Nikki.
Young man calls an old man
just
a bitch.
Out. Watch this fucking shit, you loud bastard. All right. So, Nikki.
Yes.
First of all, let me tell you, you are my new favorite comedian in the world. Congratulations.
You're not you're not so bad yourself.
No,
you know
no, no,
what
no,
I mean?
No, no, no.
What are you going to do?
No, 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 no,
no.
Don't talk.
Don't
do
touch
that?
The sword. Nikki. Don't touch the sword.
What are you going to do
don't
with that sword?
Don't touch the sword. You know. It's just there, and I'm sitting behind it, and I'm melancholy. Stop.
Nikki, listen
from,
to me.
From the Incredible
Nikki,
Hulk.
Your mic is turned off because you're so unbearable. We did it on purpose. We're in full control. Nikki. Yeah, you broke the rules. You're not listening or making any sense, so now you just have to listen. Just listen. Nikki, fucking breathe. This whole thing
they
runs without you every other week.
Is this the first time?
They cut my mic off. They
this
cut my mic off.
Crazy man. This guy went insane between like the ninth and tenth holes of a golf course.
Why don't you shave?
Adult male.
When's the last time you shaved?
Wait a minute. Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
Is it time for me to give my critique? Because I have one.
I don't need.
It's surprising. Oh, you do.
Nikki, have you ever done?
Nikki, let me just give it. That's the purpose. That's part of this thing. Nikki, you better take it. You ready?
I'm gonna put my mic back.
Nikki, let me just fucking talk. No one's turning your mic on. It's over. That part is over. Your voice amplified has ended.
Testing 1, 2.
Nikki.
No, Nikki, it's not.
Nikki,
happening.
We're not gonna let you come it's in and never. Just wreck everything. If you promise to only answer
questions. No.
Go ahead, I'll listen.
All right, listen.
Nikki.
This just in. Joe Pesci has a meltdown at the Comedy Store.
Wow. Relax, Nikki.
No, you cannot say anything.
Hey, my fucking
wait
child.
A minute. You think this is funny? You think this is funny? What you're doing, you think is funny? It's not funny. What are you, a comedian?
I love that you have a catchphrase, not mean, after nobody's laughing. Like, it's totally something you say, like, as a...
Okay.
Oh, my God.
All right, I want to give my critique. This is very important.
Nikki, you have to listen.
Nikki,
stop fucking talking.
Nikki.
You mixed too many of your medications today.
Her face made coming out tonight and not sleeping worth it. Your face right now, the look of shock, is so awesome. I don't know what to say. She literally is like this.
You never saw a senior citizen before.
It's not a senior citizen, you fuckhead. She's looking at a nut. She's never seen anyone like you.
And it's not because you're a senior citizen, by the way. You have the exact same outer shell as one of the greats of all time, Don Rickles, and he was able to run laps on everyone for days. So you can't blame it on your...
No, you can't. Rodney Dangerfield, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Yes, he is dead. All right, listen. Okay, don't even repeat. I'm listening. Just be quiet. The minute you start talking, I'll stop talking. Okay? So if you want that, I will. And by the way, let me finish because it's not going where you think it's going. I don't think you should ever come on a stage again, ever, for the rest of your life, unless it's at someone's wedding and you're giving a toast, and even then, there should be boundaries. No, don't say anything. But I do think that if I'm making a film, I would want you in it as long as you behaved on the set, because I think you'd be a great character actor. I think you'd be so interesting in a movie. I think as a movie actor or a TV actor, is that your card? Don't think I'm not taking it. I don't know what this, or you wrote this book.
I wrote two books and five screenplays.
All right. I'm not using.
Two books and five screenplays. Professor, right?
No. No, but you'd be an interesting character actor.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a path to go down. Yeah. Everything is not working on the stage.
Why? He said, why do you think it's not working on the stage?
Why is it not working on the stage? It is. Some people laugh.
No, no.
What?
Some people laugh.
Why is your sense of humor not working on the stage?
Yeah, why is it not working as stand-up?
No. I think after a minute it might work on stage because it'd be so silly and ridiculous that it would make you laugh. Like
I thought I had some good comeback.
See, no, he thinks what he did was really good.
Right,
right.
So let's examine that. It wasn't.
Yeah. Let me tell you something.
Need to do,
this
what
just
you
in,
need to do.
Jeff Garland explains the meaning of the word delusional.
This just in.
Oh, Nikki's going to try, everyone. Here we go. This might be the one.
This just in, man's head falls in guacamole.
See?
This just Nikki. In, man furthers point.
Nikki.
This just in, I have a bigger point than he does.
No, that grunt.
This just in, that's fake news. I can see it.
Wow. I've heard of the Godfather, but the grandfather, this is ridiculous.
This just in, Donald Trump
Senior. This just out, Nikki Veltri, everybody. There he goes. He did it. You're going the wrong way already. Go that way. Nikki Veltri, everybody. Fuck yeah. Wow, he's just going a different way altogether. See, that was
no
fucking funny.
No kidding around, though.
It's sort of funny.
No,
it's very
around.
Bizarre.
If he's on a set, I think on a set he'd be more respectful and different because there wouldn't be the audience, and I think that got him going. But I think I hate to mention my name with this person's name, but Fellini used real people, you know, in these different roles, and I think he would be fascinating in the right role. I would totally cast him.
Yeah.
But if I owned a club, I would have a restraining order.
And by the way, for you podcast listeners, shockingly enough, he got big laughs on his walk out. He walked out the opposite entrance in which he came on the opposite side of the stage and then had a funny walk. It was very bizarre. He actually turned funny literally after we dismissed him. So that's another first here on Kill Tony.
And he went into the women's restroom.
That's the men's restroom. I think you've been going into the women's restroom this whole time.
All time.
You've been coming to the comedy scene point. What do you guys think? We go to the bucket one more time? You guys want to do it? See what...
One more time.
About one more time for the great Jeremiah Watkins tonight over there.
Where'd the guitar player go? Did he get another gig or something?
His dog's leg stopped working the other day, so he had to go.
Are you being totally serious?
What? Yeah, his leg stopped working. He slipped a disc in his back. Right? Oh, can we confirm that?
Well, yeah, that happened, but he had a show that he's got to get to. And
I thought it was the dog's legs. I didn't know.
That is true, though.
That grudge.
This just in, Tony Hinchcliffe brings mood down in show before the final act.
I pulled another name out, and it is Jesus Claro Lavaderos. This is a first. Jesus Clavo Lavaderos? Wow. Hell yeah. Oh, look at this badass motherfucker.
I'd like to announce before he begins that I like everything he
does. Put your hands together for one of the baddest ass motherfuckers I've ever seen, Jesus Claro Lavaderos.
I'm going to talk about my given name. My name is Jesus Claro Landeros. I come from LA. I don't like that name. I know my mom was doing the milkman. He was always coming by, giving me an extra quart of chocolate milk and pat me on the head and call me Johnny. That's not my name. And leave a package for my mother. This time I watched my mother open up the package, and it was a 2-foot-long chorizo that she pulled out of there, which she hugged. And I said, what the hell? And the worst thing I ever did was tell my best friend about it. And the next day, the whole goddamn block knew about it. I'm walking to school, and I see Dunco the Cholo. And when he sees me, the first thing he does is grab his dick and say, Orale, Holmes, I heard your mom likes a chorizo.
Hell yeah, there you go. Jesus Claro Lavaderos. Definitely one of my favorite sets we've ever had on the show, buddy. That was incredible. I have nothing but positive things to say to the Mexican Brock Lesnar. So, Jeremiah?
Hold on.
Breaking news, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre killer has been identified.
Honestly, Tony, it's just nice to hear it's nice to hear Frankenstein say some other words than friend good.
We have officially met the president of the Los Angeles Raiders fan club once and for all. The defender, Jesus Claro Lavaderos. Is this your first time ever doing stand-up?
Yes.
Fuck yeah, how about that? This big badass motherfucker just popped his cherry.
Little nervous.
Little nervous, hell yeah. How old are you, Jesus?
Gonna be 59.
59, and you're doing this. What made you want to try stand-up for the very first time? Just a little experiment?
Is this the first time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, all right.
It becomes a bucket list at 59, right?
Yeah, like, ever since your fifth year anniversary, I was here that day, and I decided, you know what? I got to throw my name in there.
Wow.
Look at that.
That is so cool.
And by the way, your approach when you got to the mic of taking a beat after the insanity that just occurred was great instinctually.
I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
By the way, that's good too, because what did you do? You embraced it, and you took a second to go, I got to do something here. Let me see what I do. It was fucking delightful.
Yeah.
I don't think you have a future in comedy, but I do think you're a gentleman, and I think you should keep doing this show and prove me wrong.
I got 50-something years of stories that I want
to tell. Oh, by the way, that's one other thing I want to say. I do think you may have a future. I don't fucking know anything. Listen, here's the point. He started telling a story, and he committed to it for the whole 60 seconds, which was the way to go. What are you trying to do different bits in 60 seconds unless you're a one-liner person?
Yep.
So that was a great choice. So even though you say you didn't know what you were doing, you made two choices that were perfect. Waiting, letting things settle for a second, and then you went with one story with the whole milkman thing.
I'm interested to know more about your life, Jesus. Can you tell us more about like what have you done your whole life? Like,
I've been trimming trees since 1968.
Fuck yeah, I never would have guessed that from a man named Jesus Claro Lavaderos.
Are you kidding?
This is the most racist show. I fucking hate it.
If you're Mexican, that's how I was. Come on, let's go, goddammit.
Lavaderos actually translates to very scary man.
Trimming.
But by the way,
Catholic school was scary.
You are a tough looking guy until you start talking.
Don't let it fool you.
And then you're very sweet, man.
It's all McDonald's here.
It's all McDonald's? Yeah. I don't know what that means.
All McDonald's.
Oh, and so is you. So yeah, you just eat a lot of shit and you're kind of fat.
Yeah. There you go.
I didn't understand it at first. All right. I'm muscular and powerful.
No.
I'm the largest and strongest Jew in the room.
That
Hi, everybody.
True.
I'm Ben Vereen Jr., no relation.
You know how it is. Diabetes. You know how it is.
Know,
you got
I do
it.
Know. That's why
He's got great cardio from being chased by the townspeople.
Do you have it, too? You have diabetes as well?
Oh, yeah. He knows what it is. Anybody else has diabetes? Raise your hand.
Oh, a little shout-out for you diabetes
I'm sorry,
people
those
out there in the crowd.
Tony.
Who's got the motherfucking diabetes tonight?
Tony. Unfortunately.
Somebody ready for me to drop this new fucking sugar?
Unfortunately, their hands are missing.
Hey, Jeff, I guess it's just me and you. Our dicks don't work when we have diabetes.
No.
You know all that is.
Look, if you've got neuropathy, keep it to yourself.
Hey, Seuss, you've been trimming trees. What else you been doing all these years? What do you like to do?
You married? You got a family?
Yes, I do.
Kids?
Two girls. Been married for 39 years.
No. Look at you. I bet you you don't use the word bitch, do you?
No.
That's right.
Nope.
You respect women.
It's called puta.
I don't like that word because the priest used to always call me a bitch.
What's that?
I said I didn't like that word because when I was in Catholic school, the priest always called me a bitch.
Did the priest really call you a bitch?
Oh, yeah.
Why were you slobbing him or like what?
No, stop it, Ryan. Oh, you're so bad.
Is that dude still alive? Is it a local LA priest?
I don't know. I tried to run him over when I was in my late teens.
And yeah, but it was probably but it was probably with one of those riding lawnmowers. Oh. So it's really slow. He saw it coming.
Believe me.
He does landscaping, Jeff. He admitted to it. It's not racist if he does it.
No, I know. But the idea that he doesn't own a car, I don't like that.
I didn't say he doesn't own a car. I just picked the slowest moving vehicle that a guy like that drives.
If he owned a car, why would he be driving a riding lawnmower?
Oh, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I was probably one of the first kids that probably had a lap dance on a priest. Well,
wait a second. You're one of the first kids that probably had a lap dance on a priest.
By the way,
I didn't know what it was.
I like certain directions when the show goes a certain way. This is not one of my favorites, but continue.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You've got to release it, not me.
I didn't know what it was. I was he asked me if I wanted to become a... what's a Catholic boy, you know.
Right, an altar boy.
Altar boy, so.
You were an altar
boy? I went
boy?
On a Saturday. Yeah, I went, well,
hold on, wait.
Probably from one weekend I was out. He told me to dress into this, gave me the fundamentals, sat on his lap, and I just went, whoa.
Did he have a boner?
Oh, shit, yeah, he did. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
By the way, do you know that cherry pie is the unofficial song for priests everywhere?
I was a cherry. I think I was a cherry pie.
For that day. But I love that you never went back.
I never went back. I told my mother, get me out of the school.
Jeremiah?
But that's how you got your wrestler name, Altar Boy.
Wow. That is so cool.
He's got such a great sense of humor, too. Do you have a card?
I just love that he can laugh about it. I mean, look how happy he is after talking about it.
The easy joke is, do you have a card because my trees are out of control? But that's not what I meant.
I love easy jokes.
You have them. I'll trim them for free. You know.
No. Do you have a card, though? Because you're also a great character type.
I don't know. I asked my wife. What's the? It said Twitter account. We didn't know what a Twitter account was. We know... Trump does a Twitter account, but I don't know what it is. So
I wasn't looking for Twitter. It's all right. We're good.
Right, babe?
Oh, your wife's here?
Yeah, she's right there.
All right, man.
39 years.
Make some noise for them, everybody.
And
don't. Brian, come on.
And
the bride of Frankenstein.
Yeah, I just retired in January.
You did?
And that guy old 34 years, you fucking liar. Come on, you fucking retire.
Don't listen to anyone in the audience says, but listen, you just retired?
Yeah, I just retired in January.
In January, good. You're living, and you're out here. You said, fuck it, at the 5-year anniversary.
Yeah.
By the way, I admire you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
I love that.
But listen, I want to go really serious here.
Uh-oh.
Stop eating sugar,
yeah,
and you'll feel much better.
Oh,
and your blood sugar will go down. Yeah.
Since January.
No,
it's been low.
But if you stopped eating sugar, that's the key. Yeah.
Keto diet, baby. It's true.
I'm not talking about that shit. You know, that's up to individuals. I'm not telling you to go on a certain diet. Just sugar, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
I almost died in August.
Take care of yourself.
That's where I wanted to go.
Yeah.
Have you almost died?
But, yeah.
I don't want... No, yeah. Stop. Stop while you're ahead.
I
don't want to be
weeping. I learned how to
stop eating sugar. Yeah. And dream. Do your dreams, man.
Just trim it out of your diet and branch off into other foods like a good landscaper would. You know what I mean? Hey, Seuss, congratulations. 39 years of marriage. You just popped your cherry up here. All the way from being on a priest's lap to the main stage of the Comedy Store. Look at that drawing, Jeff. Look at that drawing from Ryan J. Ebelt. Isn't that crazy? Look at you. You're so Jeff.
Wow, what a talent.
Look at that.
That's crazy talented. The fuck?
Oh, cool. There he goes, everybody. One more time for Jesus Claro Lavaderos. Kill Tony's going to New York City, Montreal, Cleveland, Fort Wayne, Nashville, Lansing, Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Toronto. Kill Tony live And you're going to...
And I'm at the Improv every Friday night.
Yes, and I'm going to be doing your show.
I will not be here at the Comedy Store. Only the Improv every Friday.
I'm doing Jeff's show at the Improv in just a couple weeks.
You are?
Yes.
Which is fantastic.
I'm super
And pumped. I improvise my whole set. If you don't know it, I do an hour improvise, so it's always different.
I love it.
But tonight, but I'm actually, my next show, I'm doing all about tonight.
I love it. Thank you so much. How about one more time for the great Jeff Garland, everybody?
How about a hand for Tony? What a great show.
Thank you, buddy. Hell yeah. How about we make it good and loud for the great and powerful Jeremiah Watkins, everyone? Come on. Hey. KTLA News. He's got a lot going on. A new episode of Jeremiah Wonders is out. Who was your guest this week, Jeremiah?
Steve Simone is on Jeremiah Wonders
this
week.
Wow. Former Kill Tony guest, legend. Jeff, we're going to take a picture real quick. How about one more time for Joelberg Joel Jimenez, everybody? Joelberg's mostly sorry on all social media and everything like that. Hey, there's a new episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm coming out next spring, by the way. Make sure you catch Jeff Garland in that.
Fuck yeah.
Red Band, we're taking Kill Tony everywhere.
Yes. Get the new Kill Tony t-shirt at shopsquad.tv, or it's in the box office right now.
Live audience, thank you so much. Have a great night. We'll see you guys soon. Josh Martin, Ryan J. E. Belt, everybody. Thank you. Good night.
Nights are over. Send it. I'm so alone.
Bum, 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 bum.
Don't have nobody to call my own.
Bum, 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 bum.
Please turn on your magic beam. Mr. Sun. Bring me a
bum, bum.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.